Good morning, Cadi. We're back. I brought you one of Duran's old Wagovi sticks.
It's not for me, people.
Oh, how cute is it?
It's amazing.
The best. Oh, you need a Venmo me. Who's the lucky recipient of the other?
My mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you send it?
Not yet. I'm doing it today. Oh. My dad has surgery tomorrow. He's so fucking nervous. I feel so bad.
Oh, yeah. So your dad's having a hip replacement, yeah?
Yeah.
I actually think, has he had one before?
No.
I mean, I know it's scary. Any surgery is scary, but the people that I've talked to, like a few people firsthand, but also secondhand, it's life-changing for them.
That's what I've heard.
Everything again.
He's afraid it's going to dislocate. Have you heard of the 90-degree rule?
What do you mean?
Like if you cross your legs or if you bend over to put on socks, it could pop out.
I think that's the odds of that are pretty slim.
I do too.
In fact, my sister-in-law, Amanda, is getting a hip replacement in February.
Really?
Yeah, she's just had issues for the last few years, and they couldn't figure out if it was, one doctor thought it was foot related, you know, another doctor thought it was like a nerve, you know, she went through all these different things, and at the end of the day, it was just the degeneration of the cartilage in that particular area, mm-hmm. and they don't totally know why, probably some genetics, but also she used to be a dancer.
Oh.
And she kind of blames Tracy Anderson. She did not Tracy Anderson herself, but the method. Did it for years. And she said the floor wasn't always bouncy and, you know, just the impact of that and some of the weird kicks and the moves and just really, I think, accelerates that degeneration of the cartilage that's there.
Yeah.
So now she kind of limps. Like it's bone on bone, basically.
She gets it next month?
She said, I'm like, is it painful? She's like, not necessarily, just that it's the other leg compensating for. Yeah. So, yeah, she's getting it next month and she's nervous. But her thing was like, you know, I could wait and do it in 10, 20, whatever years. No. But why?
Because she'll be in pain by that point.
But beyond that, why not do it now?
And enjoy it.
And start enjoying it now.
If you get it young
enough, that's kind of how I feel about facelifts. Just kidding.
Oh, Jesus.
what'd you say?
If you get it young enough, could she start running?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
She'll be like bionic.
I mean, they can do anything. I mean,
that's amazing.
Ultimately, you know, they can do anything.
Interesting.
I did hear a weird story on the news not that long ago about there was this one brand that was had like a joint. They don't, now they're all one piece.
Yeah,
it had a joint, and the joint was breaking. And so then they had to go in and like remove it and redo it, which is doable, but like sort of a gruesome thing. But I mean, again, there's these doctors know what they're doing. And,
yeah, right.
And it's scary to do any surgery, but I really think your dad, Amanda, and then another person. Oh, my friend Katie's like. Also has a friend who just did it. It's life-changing. You can do anything.
That's amazing.
It's like a six-week recovery.
Yeah, he's in pain.
Well, he's in pain, yeah. It's going to be great.
I think so.
I wouldn't
be
nervous.
He's a mess. I'm not nervous. I just want him to have a safe surgery. And I know recovery, he'll be fine. But
I think no matter what it is, even if it's like a wisdom tooth being removed, I think going under is like a weird feeling. Especially
Wait, you go
like,
under for wisdom teeth?
I did.
Oh, I don't have wisdom teeth.
I mean, I don't know that I was completely like I mean, I don't know. I think they give you the gas, but no, you're under. I mean, I was under. I don't know if it's the same exact sort of sedation, but I mean, I think especially for a guy like your dad, who's like, you know, we're all control freaks, but you know, who's used to being in control, who's used to like being able to kind of be, you know, calling the shots. And suddenly he's
like
he's
like emotionally vacant.
It's not how long of a surgery is it?
3 hours?
Yeah, I mean, he'll be fine.
Compared to, like, the heart surgeries
I'm excited for him.
I am, too.
I'm excited for Amanda, too.
Yeah, did she just get a new one?
She's
just
gonna
boom,
be,
boom.
She's going to be, like, able
Can
to do
she
anything.
Work out right now?
Yeah, but, you know, it's gotten worse over the years. She has, like, kind of a limp, and I'm like, is it because it hurts? And she's like, no, it's because it's the other leg
compensating. It's like wearing bad heels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Ugh.
Speaking of which, did you wear that outfit yet?
No.
Oh.
I'm wearing it next weekend.
For what? What is it for?
For a party. Work party.
Award party?
Yeah.
Oh, Cadi sent me a cute little dress. She was
you
want
to know what I'm doing to my hair,
and earrings. Yeah.
So my
I want it to be like very 60s.
So anyway, the girl that does my hair, she's
like, can you
amazing.
Do like fun, like
yeah, like with,
yeah, but without it being like costumey, like a cool
yeah,
like
no.
60s eye.
Yes, totally. That's what I was thinking. Like just focusing, like what was her name with the doe eyes and like the nude lip?
Twiggy.
Twiggy, kind of, but yeah. a tempered down version.
No, or Bridget Bardot.
Bridget Bardot, that's who I'm thinking of. So my
hair girl.
That
was my inspo for my wedding.
Was it really?
Makeup-wise, but they didn't totally pull it off. But anyway, sorry.
My hair girl came over last night to do my hair, and I showed her the dress. She was like, let's lean into the 60s.
What did your hair girl do to you yesterday? Color?
Oh, no. She just did a blowout at home and put in all my extensions.
Oh, you had a party last night?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So she did like long hair.
Yeah.
And so I showed her the dress. She's like, let's go half up, half down. And she's like, with like a little black satin ribbon.
Yes.
And she's like, you should do the eyes.
Yes.
I was like, right.
I'll send you some eye inspo. I have some really cute pictures of different eye. And then maybe like, you know how they do like the one thing here? And
it'd
be cute.
It would be
You
really
could rock
cute.
It. It's chic.
But then I was like, it's going to be like 50 degrees.
Yeah.
I'm like, do I really have to wear stockings?
I think tights are actually cute as long as it's a closed-toed shoe.
Everyone's saying, well, you can wear them with open-toed shoes. I'm like, I'm not a gremlin. Like, I'm not into
like,
that.
I don't want to see a seam. I don't know. I'm not
into
it.
No, and see little gangly, like, frog feet coming out.
No. I also have a weird thing with like, long-sleeve dresses. Even if they're short, I feel like you have to have a closed toe.
You do.
I guess you could get away with a big, clunky platform. But it has to be, like, weight-wise. Like, do you know what I mean? Like you can't – I feel like it's too heavy on top, but then you have this little dainty, open-toed shoe.
Yeah.
It doesn't match.
And I kind of feel like with that dress, you need a rounded toe.
No.
60s.
No.
Was rounded toes.
Yeah, but you could do either.
You could do either.
Do you have a shoe yet?
No. I've got these Saint Laurent ones that are, like – just a regular heel.
Yeah.
Totally comfortable.
I actually think the ones I showed you would be so cute.
Which ones?
The like printed ones with the rhinestone.
Oh, yeah. They kind of would not, but they're open-toed, aren't they?
No. Close-toed.
You wear those with stockings, you think?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh. In fact, you need to come over today at some point because I have a load of stuff for Ted.
Great.
And I actually have a load of stuff for you too. I'm going through my closet.
Yes.
Baby steps. It's been I literally had, you know, it's the new year. It's so cliche, but I'm going through my closet trying to just get rid of stuff. And it's so funny because it's so not straightforward. I stare at it. I'm like I get frozen. I don't know how to like start going through it. But the first step is like really truly taking everything out, and it's if I had someone with me helping me,
you need an outside eye.
I could roll through it quicker. I still can do it myself, but I'm just like, I get so hung up. I go down these deep, like, psychological holes.
You're like,
of
that
like,
would be cute with that.
Yeah.
Now that I got that.
Or like, I paid for that, but then, you know, like, I'll reel whatever I can, but then anything like Zara or, you know, sort of like J. Crew or like whatever, like, you're just like, either you keep it or you give it away.
Yeah.
I mean, there is no like resale.
Yeah.
And for me, the resale isn't totally always about getting like, a decent amount of money. It's about feeling like it's getting recycled.
Like getting a new life. Here you go. Here you go.
Yeah, it doesn't feel bad being like, well, that's a perfectly good jacket that I've never worn, so, but I feel bad.
No, you're not married to the amount you get. You just don't, it's too nice to throw out or donate, and you're just like, it needs a second life.
No, and I'm always thinking, like, okay, who can I give that to? Like, if it's too small for me, like, who's smaller than me? Or if it's like, you know, like, the shoes are great because I can, like, I feel like a lot of the shoes you'll wear. That I'm getting rid of. And if you don't, and if you wear them once and never wear, I even feel good about that.
Yeah.
But it's this psychological.
Oh my God, I'm so excited
K-hole
to see the shoes.
Of like, I'm so hung up. Like, but I'm literally, I want to do my makeup. I want to do my shoes.
My
I want to do my workout stuff. I want to do my jeans. I want to do everything. I think maybe the t-shirts are the hardest thing to do.
Well, because you can always.
You're like, I can throw a t-shirt on. So it's like, how do you justify, you know?
Yeah. Now it becomes a sleep shirt.
Real quick, back to what made me think about this. Back to the 60s thing and, like, my wedding. It's so funny because I did this, Cotty knows, I did this sort of, like, Bride of Frankenstein vibe hair for my wedding. And it was so epic. And I loved it at the time. But throughout the years, I find this sort of funny. I've looked at pictures and been like, whoa, that was aggressive. Like, what, you know, that was, like, very, very, like, avant-garde, I would
say. It was ahead of your time.
And I'll look at it like right when I did it, I was like, I love it, love it, love it. And then like a few years later, I was like, I should have worn my hair down. You know, everyone, you know, like sort of like early 2000s, yeah. like people were like wearing their like hair, like extensions, long, straight, like sort of yeah. flower child, like, yeah. you know. And I was like, I should have done that. Should have done
that. Dress.
No. And then, well, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. No. And then I'll go back and be like, it's great again. And then I'll be like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. But it's funny because now the last few years I look at it, I'm like, I was it's badass.
Yeah.
It's badass.
That your hair was perfect for your dress. Your dress was so structural and modern that it's like you couldn't have done a flower child hair.
No, but it was also like just so chic and ball, like, I don't know, like ballsy, I think. But it looked, I look at it now and I'm like, that's like
yeah.
so
yeah,
rad. I don't know. There's a better word for it, but it's just, I don't know. Did you like it?
I liked your hair, yeah.
Maybe we'll post a photo of my wedding hair.
I look back at my wedding hair now and I'm like, Mike loved it.
Yours was down?
Mine was down, but one side pulled back.
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah, but now I'm like, I should have worn a low bun.
No.
I don't know. I changed
you
it.
You could have rocked a low bun.
I mean, I changed it the morning of. Which, hysterical. The guy that did my hair for the wedding has blown the fuck up.
If
the
you people wore I had a low hold, bun, you'd be like, I should have worn it down.
I know, of course. The people I had on hold for my wedding
yeah.
is hysterical now because it was 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Do you know who I had on hold for to do my makeup?
Who?
Patrick Ta.
No way.
And I were like, it was such a dick. I was like, you're so unreliable. I cannot work with you.
Stop it.
This is not going to be my wedding day. He's like, I'm so sorry. Like, he was just doing makeup on Instagram at the time.
How did you find him? From Instagram?
I found him through Instagram.
Okay.
And I was like, will you do my makeup wedding? Yeah. My wedding makeup? He's yeah. like, I'd love to. Yeah. But he'd always take like a week to respond. And I like,
well, that's,
blew
that would give
up
me anxiety.
On him.
That would give me anxiety. You're like, fuck you, Patrick Ta.
I know.
He's
but
doing
it's
great.
Epic that I had him on hold for my yeah. makeup. And then I had a guy named Scott King. On hold to do my
Who's
hair.
Scott
who
King?
Did my hair for my rehearsal. Oh, mm-hmm. And he used to come to my house constantly and just do blowouts for everything.
Yeah.
And I reached out to him. I still follow him on Instagram and I sometimes direct message him. And I direct messaged him this week and I was like, hey, are you available on Sunday? And I feel funny doing it because he's like on tour with Sabrina Carpenter and he does all the Housewives.
Who's Sabrina Carpenter?
The singer.
Okay.
And I feel funny asking him, but I was like, could you do my hair on Sunday?
Oh, she blonde?
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay,
I was like, can you do my hair on Sunday? He's like, I'm so sorry. I'm already booked. I was like, ugh, of course. Then I go onto his Instagram this morning.
Yeah.
He did Kate Beckinsale. I was like, oh, that's all. And he's getting
rave
reviews. Did you see her hair for Globes?
No.
Oh, my God.
Show
it was
me.
Epic.
Really?
Yeah, it was so. I was like, I'm such an idiot that. I was like, can you do my hair?
So I've been taking the boys to the salon that I go to, just like other, not my girl who does my hair, but other guys there. And last time Luca wanted a haircut, nobody,
Oh, beautiful. Wait till you see the back.
I love it.
Isn't it beautiful?
That could be cute look for you too. That's kind of 60s.
Totally. I'm sure he's booked for it.
You know what I was hating though?
What?
This is fine. This is chic. You know what I was hating is when Kim Kardashian started doing... She was the first to do it because everyone follows her. Like, she did the 90s thing, like, all over again when they were doing this, like, with the two pieces and they're like this, like, with, like, the French twist and just, like, two tiny little strands here.
Oh, I hate that.
I hate that. Ugh. Right?
No.
Like, that's, like, a chic kind of play on that.
Let me see. I forgot what it looked like already. But I was like,
oh. You know what I'm saying.
Yes, I totally know.
Okay, so the last few times I've taken Luca to get a haircut, kind of like from any male haircutter.
I see what you're saying. It's so fucking cute.
It's so cute. From any, I don't actually care if they're male, but Luca just, you know, wants a haircut so often.
Yeah.
And we went to this one guy at the salon where my girl is, and then he wasn't available. And so I was like, who would you recommend? They're like, well, none of the guys that he recommends are here, but we have this other guy. And we ended up going to him, and he was like better than any of the other people. Then Ezzy went to him a few weeks ago for a haircut also and loved it. And then I was watching Beverly Hills Housewives and I paused it and I'm like, is that Barry? And then I'm like, Ezra, Luca, come in here. Is that Barry? And they're like, yeah, that's Barry, the guy who had just cut their hair.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah. I mean, he's like sweet. He's super sweet and like did a great, you know how like some people will just sort of half-ass a kid's haircut?
Yeah.
And they're like, meh, you know.
Well,
like,
a lot of people that don't do kids' haircuts. Like,
yeah.
I've gone to nice hairdressers to do a kid's haircut.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh God, it's so bad.
Well, it wasn't just that. It's like Luca's 12. I mean, he might as well be getting a legit haircut. Yeah. I mean, both Ezzie and Luke have a lot of hair, so they need it to be, you know, they need to do a real haircut. And, yeah, this guy took, you know, longer than I thought a male haircut should take, but it was perfect. Everything was perfect. And he didn't just, like, buzz and whatever. He used scissors, even on the really short stuff, and it's good. So if, I don't know, whenever, or even Mike, it's, like, a great, it's like, this guy's great.
Where, what salon?
Martinez Samuelson on Sunset, like, by Equinox.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where I hit that girl.
Wait, that's so funny. That's where he used to work.
How funny.
Like, in that building.
Oh, how funny. There's a lot of good hairdressers in there.
Yeah, there are.
You know, and I think they're all happy there because they're not getting gouged by the guy who owns the salon.
Mm-mm.
They're all happy. My girl, the girl that I've been going to since, like, you know, bounce around. I actually might see Rita in a few weeks or next week. But she's in there, and she's great. Because I think they can, like, be there and also do house calls.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's, like, it's easy.
Yeah, the flexibility.
Yeah. So I'm thinking of putting my tape in extensions in one more time.
Your wefs?
Well, so I paid, you know, it's beautiful hair. It's the hair Rita makes. And I put them in, I don't know, a year or two ago, once for like a week. And it, like, I don't know, it irritated some like lymph node. I had to take them out. And I think they were just too long. Like, for me, since I'm not tall, I can't really have that long of extensions. And if I do, they can't be that full. Otherwise, I'm like dragged down. So we cut them a little bit. So I think they're like to here. But, you know, you can reuse them and they're in perfectly good shape. So weirdly, I want to reuse them at least one more time to feel like, you know, this $1,000 worth of beautiful hair is like getting used. But then I'm also like, am I going to be in hair jail? Want to use half and put them in with me?
You can also just have someone sew clips into them.
No. Why? You can't. Not the way these are done. And I bought beautiful clips from her. So I have them, which I never use.
There's at my hair salon. Her name is Casey Welch. She just came out with a line.
Mm-hmm.
And it's super easy.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous. They're fucking gorgeous, these extensions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one piece. One big piece, you go.
Honestly, that's what it should be.
And, it's $1,000, but it's one big piece. No, I'm going to buy one.
And then where do you put it in? Like midway?
Yep.
So my thing.
And it's like styled, it's cut. Like it's.
Well, but I mean, over time, you may have to kind
but of. But I'm like, my girl last night that did it, she was like, why don't you just buy one of those?
You have the hair shop ones?
I use the hair shop ones.
So my thing is, even with Rita's, which it's gorgeous hair, and then I have a clip-in set from her, which I think is 5 pieces. I think she does different numbered. Like, I think there's a 3-piece, a 5-piece, whatever. Mine's 5-piece. And the few times I've had somebody else do it for me, it's ridiculous. It's too much. Like, my hair is like, it's like too. You know what I mean? Like, you can't put that many in.
Oh, I've gone to Dry Bar, and I'm like, heh. I look like a cheese wedge
of
hair.
No, you kind of have to, like, do, like, I don't know, like, either, like, one or two layers of it. You can't do three.
No.
It's like this, it looks ridiculous.
It does. And
you look like a cone head or
put
something.
Put them sectioned them off where I've never had it. Like,
good.
She took the twofers and put them on the bottom and then layered like 4 layers. She did a lot because it was like stringy and I have a blunt cut. So she had to like, and then she
did
just
did you feel like it was
like,
too much?
No, she only did like 2 in the front.
That's exactly it.
But all of them were stacked in the back.
Exactly. You can only do 2 in the front.
You can't do like strips in the
front. When the sides like look like this, you're like, hello? Right. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, totally.
So I don't know. I'm like, I'm on the fence if I should put the tape-ins back in because I'm like, am I going to be in hair gel? I mean, they're easy.
How do you get them out?
She has to do it, but I've done it the last time I was like working on them. It's basically just like an alcohol that will loosen the adhesive. Yeah.
Ugh.
I don't know either.
Just keep them. Save them for like when you're going on a trip or something where you want to have like perfect hair. Like, don't do it.
The other thing is like you can't really put your hair up.
No, that's a non-starter for me.
Because you're like, see my weft?
That's why I just won't do anything permanent.
Well, yeah.
I like the flexibility.
In theory, it sounds so fun. And then I see people with them and they look gorgeous. The hair looks amazing. But then ultimately, it feels like a bit of a prison.
Yeah, you're stuck with it.
When I did the individuals, that was like, remember when I did the individuals?
No.
I think it was right after Dom was born. And I wanted to feel like a mermaid, like mother.
I don't remember
like a Madonna.
That. No, but I had a friend who did the wefts.
Yeah.
And she had really thin hair, but she did the wefts and she got it done.
What are the wefts?
They're like the strips that you tape in.
That's what I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wefts.
Yeah, okay.
That's what they call them.
Okay, thank
so
you.
So she did
thank
a you, bunch of you. Wefts and he blew out her hair and she sent a picture to me and she looked fucking stunning. And I was like, holy shit. She's like, I can't believe this is me. Look at my hair.
Was it for something specific?
No. She just had thin hair. And we were traveling at Sundance and this guy that was a hair and makeup guy was like, you guys both need wefts. And she followed through with it. We both talked to him afterwards, but she was like, I'm going to get them. And I was like, son of a bitch, let me see how they look. So she sent me pictures and it was like supermodel. And then this makes me laugh to this day. Then she showered and sent me a picture on like 3 days later. And it was like her hair and then like the wefts. And she looked like David Bowie in The Labyrinth. She's like, oh my God.
Because then somebody has to blow it, like redo
she was
it
like,
for you.
I can't blow it out to make
it
look
because
normal.
The fake hair will then react different than your normal hair with water, of course.
She literally looked like The Labyrinth.
Oh, speaking of which, did you get a hold of Vicky, your friend Vicky? She said you've been ghosting her.
She texted me.
Vicky is Connie's friend from college. You met her in college, Cots?
Yeah, high school.
And then you went to college together too?
Yeah.
Her other best friend, who has the same birthday as me, she DM'd me.
Oh, and she oh my God.
She said that she thinks I'm cooler than you and she wants my opinion of where to go and what to do when she's here.
Did you tell her?
I gave her a few ideas. Do you have any ideas for her? She works for Target.
I think Mother Wolf.
Does she work for Target?
Kind of, yeah.
What do you mean kind of?
I think she consults for them now. She used to work for Target.
Yeah.
She used to work for Ralph Lauren.
Okay.
And then she worked for Target.
Mm-hmm.
And then she went to Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was in Walmart and then they reallocated her to Bentonville, their headquarters.
But doing what? What is she doing?
She does online marketing.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, she said she's doing an event for Target or something with her people.
So let's send her the best restaurants right now so I can respond. Mother Wolf?
Wait, she was like... What shop should I go to? Do you have any wellness experiences or spa or art exhibits? Like, I mean, she wanted the full gamut.
Oh, God.
I only gave her my first recommendation was Sycamore, like, because I think there's some cute restaurants there. And then there's the Paws infrared sauna. There's some cute shops, bakeries on Sycamore. You know what I'm talking about? Where Gigi's is?
I don't know where. What? No.
You don't? You've never been over there?
No. Stop taking up our precious time with your phone.
Well, you did. My nanny wants to know if she should feed my dogs, and the answer is yes, because
no,
I don't feed them in the morning.
You need to starve those dogs
off. Oh, my God. Duran was so mean to me this morning. Okay, also, this is one thing I tell my nanny not to do, and she does. She puts this in the back of the top of the fridge, and I'm like, don't do that, because it freezes my fresh juice. So might as well not even be fresh.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch.
Bitch. Wait, why was he mean?
I don't know. I feel like he's like a little bit sick, maybe.
God he almighty.
Took, he took five of Ezra's friends to the football game yesterday, the last Charger game of the season.
Yeah.
And it was kind of for Ezra's birthday, which I'm like so grateful for because Ezra's birthday is December 28th.
Yeah.
And what I've realized so many times will be, you know, he wants to do something over the break, and then I try to put something together, people are out of town.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, we'll do it the first week of January, the second week of January. And then by that time, I'm like, you know, you get slammed. And I'm like, I can't be planning a party right now.
Yeah.
So in the future, December birthday, I'm going to do it before his birthday, moving forward.
Yeah.
That way it's out of the way.
Yeah.
And maybe he feels like there's a little bit more separation from the holidays. Anyway, Duran took a bunch of his friends yesterday to the football game, which was so nice. And Ezra felt like it was so special. And it was like, you know, an honor of him.
Yeah.
So I'm like so grateful. So I think he's tired from that. Maybe a little sick. I don't know. Just overall crabby, like, and mean today. Because normally I make the lunches in the morning and he helps Dom get dressed. The other boys can kind of get dressed, obviously get dressed by themselves. And occasionally I'll be like, what the hell did you put on him? That outfit looks horrific. And then, you know, I'll grab a different outfit or whatever. And today he kept telling all the boys how cold it was. It's so freezing. It's 40 degrees outside. You guys really need to wear a sweater.
Duran.
Luca likes to wear shorts every day, by the way. Just wait till Ted gets goes through that phase. It will happen. And they all put stuff on. And then Dom had a sweatsuit on. And then he's like, wait, I'm going to go get Dom one more jacket since it's so cold outside. I'm like, okay, cool. he comes back with this like paper thin like denim jacket. Like a denim jacket is not warm.
No.
And it's paper thin.
No.
To go over like, you know, a sweatshirt he's already wearing. And I'm like, what are you doing? That's not even warm. He's like, it's another layer. It'll be warm. It's another layer.
It's another layer.
And I'm like, he's like, and then I'm like, well, I don't know. I'm like, Dom, do you want to wear that? And I'm like, I don't care. I'm like, he's like, you know what? I'm done. I'm out of the Dom dressing business. I'm done. I'm done with it. I'm done with it. I'm never doing it again. I'm like, okay, well then you can, I'm out of the lunch making business. You know, you
Dom
make the lunch.
Dressing business.
Because he thinks I'm judging him. Sometimes I make fun of the outfit he picks out. Sure, but I'll get a new one. Today, this was just more like.
Practical.
Practicality.
It's like practical. Yeah.
Like, this doesn't make sense. So I went and got Dom like a puffy, like, you know, warmer coat to go over. And he was just like, I'm done. I'm like, you are throwing a tantrum right now. You are being so mean. He was just mean. I don't know. And normally he hates fighting with me and he'll call me and like apologize, but he hasn't.
Can we call him and be like, are you still mad at me?
Should we?
Yeah.
Should we right now?
Just call and be like, hey, do you want to make lunches tomorrow and I'll do Dom?
No, he's not. He's going to be mean right now.
No, he won't.
Huh?
He'll never be mean to you.
What should I say to him? I'm scared.
Just call and be like, hey, are you still mad at me? Be like, did I miss your call? You usually call and apologize.
Hi.
Hi.
I told you.
What's up?
Are you still being mean?
No, I'm not. I wasn't being mean at all.
Okay, bye.
Okay, all right. I'm just with Cody. We were just talking about...
You saying you're no longer in the Dom dressing business.
If you're no longer in the Dom dressing business.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm out.
You are? Okay, chef. Oh, you sound like shit, Duran.
Thank you.
Oh, buddy. Take zinc gummies morning and night. It'll be gone in two
That's
days.
That's what I said.
Yeah, gone in 2 days. Yeah, you should buy him some. Be a good wifey on your way home.
I have the zinc dissolvable.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he wants to be talking to us.
Okay, bye. You think it's that he's sick or that he just hates me?
No, I think he's sick.
Over time, somebody just might grow to hate me. I mean, I could understand that.
Mike was on dad duty all weekend.
Yeah.
And I said to him, I go, when you fucking put your mind to something, mm-hmm. he's like, I know. I was like, what? He's like, I crush it. I was like, you are like leaps and bounds a far better parent than I am when you really focus in on it. Like he had the kids up and he was making breakfast, sausage, eggs. And they were watching 101 Dalmatians, the original version, where I was like, how are they watching the original version, A? And they're like, we want our iPads. He's like, no iPads this morning, guys. And I'm like, what?
Where's this guy been?
I was like, what are you doing?
Where's this guy been hiding?
Yeah. And then, like, he called me. I had to work both nights. He called me the first night. And I was like, oh, God, it's falling apart. Oh, God. And I answered. He's like, hi, Mom. And I'm like, and I came home. It was like a wood-burning fire.
Stop it.
And he's like, Ted and I just made the best steak of our lives and baked potatoes. And I'm like, who are you?
You know what else? Well, first of all, he's very capable when he wants to be.
Let's plan your birthday. Get a coffee. Let's plan your birthday. I was like, what?
What did you plan for your birthday?
Dinner.
Oh, you know about it?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought it was a surprise.
I mean.
I wanted to play dumb.
No.
Did you invite Aubrey?
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with her.
I know you are.
Can we have her on?
Yes.
She would be great.
I keep telling her, and she's like, I'm not that interesting. I'm like,
whatever.
You are like the sweetest soul I've ever met.
She makes me so happy. Right? This is a friend of Cody's that I just recently met. Well, I guess I met her a year or two ago, but.
When you were accosting her over the icing of the. Remember? Yeah. You're like, you're ruining it. She's like, I'm so sorry. I've never made icing.
Her, but so you met her through school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was she at Sunnyside?
She was at Sunnyside.
Okay.
And she was always just like a warm hug every day. She still is.
She wasn't in.
She was. I met her the last year at Sunnyside.
Because she was in a different class?
She was always in Lisa's class.
But back to Mike. What I was going to say is also I think this is going to start getting better and better. Because I think Mike might be one of those people who just doesn't do well with like the baby phase. And I think Ted is getting to that place at 6 where. Now he's like a little dude and he can, you know,
they're
do
like
more stuff together. Yeah. They can do more like bro out.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I mean, even if it was a girl, but I just think he's going to now start. I feel like this is a good time for Mike with the kids.
Oh, he's great. Like, he's like, Ted and I are going to Universal for the day.
Yeah.
And they'll just rock out Universal. He's like, let's do another boys trip.
Yeah.
Let's go to New York.
And yeah.
Ted's like, no, I want to go to Japan. And I'm like, whoa, buddy.
I told you Dom wants to go to Dubai.
Oh,
for his birthday.
Why not? Group trip.
What are you doing for your birthday, Dom? Dubai.
Ted will be ordering dinner with them. Be like, I'll take the black fish eggs.
I'm dead. The black. The orange balls, please.
Yeah.
Dom likes the orange balls.
Oh, fine. Just give me a lobster tail.
Yeah.
I was like, Ted.
So funny.
Yeah, I got home the other night. They were watching Flight of the Conchords. I was like, what? All these weird movies.
Flight of the Conchords?
Jessica Parker. Flight of the Navigator?
Flight of the Conchords is that show.
No, Flight of the Navigator.
Isn't that the comedy show on HBO?
Yeah, I don't think that's what they were watching. No. Anyway, he crushed it. He was definitely like, last night when I got home, he was like, hey. I was like,
you know what, though? We've said this before. Like, when they're gone, when they're out of town, you kind of crush it more in a weird way.
Oh, totally.
Because there's no hostility about, what are you doing? What am I doing? It's just like, let's rock.
Yeah. Yeah, right? It's just like, boom, boom.
It's easier.
Yeah. So.
So how are, like, the New Year's resolutions going? Like, how are you feeling about the new year? What have you started doing? I started, like, purging my closet, but other than that, I'm
just, like, trying to stay positive around a bunch of, like, people that are not.
I love that. I'm trying to stay positive.
And Ted started saying stuff about his body, and it bums me out.
What did he say?
He's like, my tummy's so big. I was like, where did you learn
Ted?
That? Ted said that.
Ted's a waif.
I know. I was like, what are you talking about? Your tummy's perfect. He's like, no, it's not. Let me see yours. And then he looks at mine, and I was like, my tummy's perfect. He's like, you think so? I was like, yeah.
I just want body positivity. And at any size.
Yeah, and I feel like I don't want, like, Mike and I will not talk about, like, anything negative like that in the house.
Mm-hmm.
But I want people that come over to stop talking about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and I ultimately just want positivity, like,
surrounding me.
Yes, and not just, I mean, definitely body related for sure. And in fact, I just got this woman's information. She's like a child nutritionist, mm-hmm. and promotes healthy eating, but body positivity and no shame surrounding food and a healthy relationship with food, which I want for my kids and obviously kind of want to work on for myself as well. But more than just the food stuff, I've noticed myself get so negative with myself, my internal dialogue, and with even when I'm out with friends or you know, talking to other parents, I'm judgy and I'm like in my head, like thinking what's annoying about them or whatever. And I'm like, what am I doing? Like, this isn't productive for anyone.
No.
I just need to start focusing on like what's good.
Yeah.
And if there is something that bothers me or if there is something that isn't on brand with me or that I don't agree with, then okay, then that's that. That's not, why do I need to harbor that or make it a thing that I'm so annoyed by or upset by? Then that's bad for me.
Yeah.
I'm really trying. I think awareness is the first step.
Yeah, it really is.
Just
and
catching
then you start noticing
catching
how
yourself,
much you're doing it. You're like,
yes.
Ugh.
I'm like, I don't like this person.
But it's so funny. Whenever I look in the mirror, I'm like, get it, girl.
No, but there's
no,
certain
I know.
Narratives that I'm like, gross, stop.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't want to hang out with me either.
Yeah, you start going, I really don't want to hang out with people like this.
Like myself?
I really don't.
Like what?
I don't want to hear about your fucking body. I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. Everyone wants to, like, vent. But when you're in a circular, a dovetailing you're obsessing over it. I'm like, what does that provide for me in a friendship? Nothing. Like, it's very self-centered. It's very self-focused. Yeah. I don't really want to hear about it anymore. I'm done.
And I think once you can free yourself to a degree from that, it's shocking how open you are to all these other things.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. That's really.
You're more an awakening. You have more energy for other things and more focus to think about.
Yeah.
More interesting.
Well,
shit.
It changes the way you think about food too. Like, before I'd be like, I can't eat like shit today. Like, that's how I started my morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I go. Then I go, let's make thoughtful decisions today. I was like, what do I want for breakfast? Not like, What can I eat that's
just
not going to send me down?
Stop like no, hammering so I, like, yourself. Because so then you set yourself up for just a
you
negative.
You totally do. And then I've noticed by being more positive about how I start the day, and mm-hmm. I go, like, I went to start. I was like, I'm going to get a coffee and egg bites. That's how I'm starting my day. Mm. And then
thanks
you look forward
for, thanks
to,
for
like,
getting me some, too.
You said you had trouble sleeping, so I didn't. And then I'm like,
I love
what
egg
do
bites.
I want for lunch?
Do you do the egg whites or the regular?
I do. Would they have a new item.
What?
It's probably not good for you, but I did try it.
What?
They're chive bites.
Ooh.
They're like a hash. They're kind of amazing.
I like the egg white bites, and I also like the regular egg bites. Too.
Which ones? They have
bacon.
Kale mushroom.
The bacon.
Oh, my God. Those are so good.
So good.
Ow.
Sorry. Oh, okay, you're starting the day off like this, and
yep.
then what was your next thought?
I don't have a thought after that.
Oh, just like...
Just crush the day.
Starting it off nice.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm like, went in stressed out about fucking dry January, and I'm like, no. It's going to be thoughtful January. So, like, I've gone to 2 work events. I had
oh yeah,
1 drink at both.
Yeah.
2 last night. But I had 2 fucking drinks. I never go to a work event and have just a glass of champagne and 1 cocktail.
Yeah.
Like, that was
so
subdued.
How many will you have at a work event?
And then
normally?
I finish. Oh, back in the day, I'd have a lot.
Okay.
But, like, then I finished both nights with a bottle of sparkling water and a wine glass.
Yeah.
And I get home and I'm like, I'm going to wash my face.
Yeah.
It's just like... It's just like a fully formed day where I go, it's just...
And you feel like it's like sensible and thoughtful
sensible.
For yourself.
And I'm not depriving myself of anything.
And you're not like slamming, like coming for a crash landing at the end of the day.
Yeah, where I go, I haven't drank in 3 days. And I'm like, bring it on.
I really love a sparkling water in a wine glass.
Yes.
There's something...
Yeah. I'm really into
so
espresso
fulfilling.
Martinis right now. Mm. Really into
okay,
it.
So how many days... So we're this is day... How many days of January have you drank so far? Out of 7?
6.
Oh, okay. okay.
6.
But less.
I've had maybe 10 cocktails this month.
Less.
Much so, yes.
Yeah.
A huge improvement.
Yeah. I also
still
think
a lot. But also when you think about it, I've been out like 4 of those nights. Like
that's
out.
What I was just going to say. The being like, out, it's more difficult, I think, for sure.
Yeah.
This is a big month for you. A lot of awards. Right? And then birthday.
I got those.
Your birthday.
My birthday. I'm turning 42. I got those those waters from Sweet Flower that are like CBD.
Oh, yeah.
The 2-in-2 Lagunas Fritas or something.
Oh.
0 calories.
Wait, what is it? Is it THC or just CBD?
It's both. It's equal parts.
And it's no sugar?
No sugar, no calories, nothing.
Whoa. How is it?
I haven't tried it yet. I'm going to try this week, Monday through Thursday. I'm going to just do those at night.
Oh, wait. I want to try one. I've only seen the ones, the can ones.
What are these called?
From Sweet Flower?
Yeah.
Oh, show me. I like those. I like a little CBD.
I like a good.
Bedtime CBD THC action. Dad, if you're listening, you might like that too.
He
should try one.
He should be taking CBD. He started a podcast. I love that.
Oh, yeah. I have an episode. I don't think they're out yet, but I'm...
Did you do one?
No. I think he's just starting. He has a co-host. I need to listen. Dad,
who's
I'm sorry. I'm going to listen. I keep meaning to listen.
Who's his co-host?
Sorry, I've dropped the ball. She is a woman who I think used to be like an anchor on the news. I might be making that up.
Oh, that's
something
nice
news related woman co-host with that's doing it with him.
Wait. This is so cool. Oh, right here.
What?
This is what they are.
Let me see. Ooh, I like
they're
our,
right
our
up
loafer.
The street.
It's loafer.
I know.
It's loafer Monday.
You know what these are great for?
Loafer
rain.
Monday. Loafer Monday.
I've got cow hair on mine.
Beep. Beep beep beep. Oh, wait. So, Cotty and I were talking today about, like, how frustrating it is to book people on podcasts.
Ugh.
Also because my sister agrees. I mean, she's had a podcast before. She's about to embark on a new one. And even she's like, people ask me to do podcasts all the time. And it seems like she actually does them, though, quite a bit. Like, she'll do them. But she's like, it's just hard to nail people down because when push comes to shove, they're like, ugh, I don't want to do that. It's like,
no, you wake up and you're like,
one
no,
more thing to do.
Yeah.
Although she will do a bunch remotely as a guest, which I wonder, are we interested in doing any
Why
remote
not?
Guests?
We'd probably have a lot more.
We should maybe.
Why not?
We may toy with that, everybody, about doing some remote guests. But I'm starting to take it personally when people I know that are like, you know, friends, like, you know, ish people that are saying they're going to do it and then they cancel or reschedule or then they don't want to do it. And most recently, I sort of spur of the moment asked somebody to do it and they were like, yes, 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 I'll do it. And then like 24 hours later, they told me they had to be with their kids and hang out with their kids all morning and they couldn't do it. And so I said, fine, whatever. Then I run into this person at the exact same time they were supposed to be here at a workout. And it was seriously just like a bit outrageous. And also, I took it personally, although I know I shouldn't. But
it's hard not to take that one. Like, I mean,
it was ridiculous. It made me think so much less of this person.
It's like, I'm not available. And I'm like, whoa.
No, it literally made me just be like, you suck. Like, why would you? And honestly,
just
you don't want to do
no.
it. Just say no.
No
or tell me the truth.
Yeah.
Don't make up a lie and then somehow be, you know, I don't know. So Cotty and I are struggling with
But I'm often
with getting
often
people
a
to commit.
Flake. I think that's what it is. We're just dealing with a bunch of flakes.
Yeah.
And I can say that because I'm a flake.
Yeah.
But you kind of beat the flake out of me at the beginning of this process.
I did a little. I'm impressed, though. You've really come through. Yeah.
Because you just go.
You're a little slippery sometimes.
I used to be.
Yeah,
not
I know.
Much anymore.
I'm impressed.
You'd be like, no, we're doing it today.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, fine. And then I realized after I actually just committed and did it, I go, you feel so much better.
Don't you feel better?
I feel better. You're like, it's done.
Yeah, and also it feels good to do it.
Yeah.
Like, I think so, too. In fact, even when we first started doing this, it was a bit more of a push. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, I want to do it.
Yeah.
I feel good. I feel, like, happy about doing it. It's fun.
We just need Jacques.
Oh, wait.
What?
The Hydro Flask thing. I don't understand. Can you explain to me what's going on? Not
the
Hydro Flask.
The Stanley
Cup thing.
I don't understand it.
So somebody was like, you can't even get them.
You sent me that, and I was like, why in the world does she think I give a shit about hockey?
Oh, the
Stanley
Cup.
So I didn't even open it. I was like, okay,
the
Sam.
The trophy.
Like,
no, the Stanley Cup. People are like waiting in line outside of Target. There's a Starbucks Stanley Cup people are trying to get.
It's not even cute.
I have a few, but you know, and then a bunch of kids at school are carrying them, but I don't understand because the straw, it like, even if you cap the straw, it's going to tip over and spill. But people are obsessed with these Stanley Cups, and someone yesterday was like, you can't even get them. But then I looked online, you can get them. I think maybe certain colors.
You can get them.
You have a Stanley Cup.
Yeah, of course. It's the limited edition colors that people are. They're like Beanie Babies. I don't understand the hysteria.
I don't either. But you can get them. I just don't understand if it's like a specific color or something.
Yes, it's that Starbucks pink. It's a collab.
Oh.
And then you go onto like that fucking website where they sell like limited edition shit. What's it called? You probably go on it for your kids.
Essence?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know. They sell
StockX.
StockX, yes.
Yeah, they're like above
$800, and I'm like, who cares about a cup that much?
Wait, what? But why?
I don't understand. I genuinely have no idea.
Okay, I was trying to get clarity on it. And I can't.
That's
nobody
so
really knows.
That's so funny. I was like, "Why is she sending me hockey
Stanley
stuff?
X Starbucks Target exclusive $250.
$250.
But why? But why, guys? Why? Yes, $250.
Where'd you get your jeans?
They're good, right?
Yeah, they're really good.
They're on sale. I got. It's funny. I love that you like them. I got them. Their Frame. That brand Frame.
Never heard of it.
But I got them from Matches, and they're on sale. They're like half off. Hmm. But I got Amanda a pair also for Christmas, and she loves them too. Okay, retail price $50.
That's stupid.
$250.
I mean, I guess every Stanley Cup is $50.
But why?
I don't
get it. What's the obsession? It's glittery? Okay, well, we'll report back on that. I have no idea.
No, it's not glittery. It's just a flat, and it says Stanley X Starbucks on the side. I've looked at it. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm like, is there a puppy inside the cup?
A forever puppy? Like
forever
from
puppy.
Boss Baby?
Oh, my God. There are these little things. They're little sound makers that... Annie's boyfriend got one over Christmas. It's a cat. You have to get one for your kids.
Yeah.
And fuck with them. It is so funny.
What is it?
It's a little sound machine that goes off every hour,
uh-huh.
and it'll make a different sound.
Yeah.
So he got us a cat one.
Yeah.
And
who did?
Matt. And okay. we're like, on Christmas Eve, I'm like, did you fucking hear that? I was like, did a cat get in the house? It would be like, meow. And it's so faint, but you hear it. And then just to fuck with everyone, but they also make ones that go, psst, can anyone hear me? And then people are like, did you hear that? And you're like, no. It is so much fun.
That would be a good one if, like, when you're doing so the elf, when you're Ted, moving the elf yes. around.
So Ted put the sound machine in Clemencia's purse last night before she went home.
Yeah.
And she got home and her husband was like, did you hear that? Is the cat inside?
They have a cat.
Gabby has a cat. Gabby has a cat and Ted snuck it in Mensa's purse and she heard it in the car and was like, what was that? And then heard it at home. And
so how often is it going off?
Like every 45 minutes. And then Lola heard it this morning because it was still in Clemencia's purse. And Lola's like, Mensa, did you hear that? It's a cat, but we don't have a cat. And I was like, oh, my God. But they make different noises. You have to get one for
Mensa.
Your kids.
She's like, you know, Mensa? Like Mensa. The academic, like.
Yeah, that's Mensa for you.
Yeah. But you know, that's like, isn't that an academic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get a sound machine.
Show me.
Let's put it on Jacques.
Yeah, let's mess with Jacques. Should we have, like, should we just, like, harass Jacques on the next episode?
Yeah.
Mensa IQ challenge. I think since you call her Mensa, she should do the Mensa IQ challenge.
Annoying sound torture devices. Yes, this is what it looked like. A cricket. I mean, how funny.
Can you do the Mensa IQ test too for next time?
Yeah, I freaking crush it.
You
I
do? Always... Have you done it before?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah. It's so funny. It totally tweaks people out. I'm going to buy one for
what
you
did
to
you
plant
just click
in your
on?
House. This coworker put it in a woman's desk and you see her typing going...
But what was hers?
Cricket.
Can you change it?
You can just, you choose a different sound.
On
so
the same thing?
Like, no. It's like whatever you buy.
Oh,
like we have the cat one.
You'll have to send
there's
me
a cricket
the link to
one.
Yeah. What's going on with your nails?
Oh, you noticed?
Yeah. Did
they're
you notice
good.
These? I'm ready for an acoustic unplug set.
Seriously, look at me.
Me too.
This was the last day with the kids. I took them off one by one with my teeth.
Ooh.
I was like, I don't.
Do you ever wake up the next morning and your teeth are sore?
Yeah, and my fingers hurt.
I've like one time I went really hard. They like weren't ready to come off. And I woke up the next morning. I'm like, my teeth are sore. I hope they don't stay. Like, I hope I didn't like loosen them permanently.
Story of my life.
What is your plan for them?
I'm going to give them a break for a minute.
Yeah?
I'm going to give them a break for the month. Kind of mm-hmm. feels good to go like this.
I know.
But I'm going to cut them down. I don't know what I'm going to do.
I don't either.
Who cares?
I love you.
I love you too.
Don't worry about it.